This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's almost time for us to wrap up. We've got a few minutes to get through our final story. We've had some quick messages during the break. Arvin?
Yes. This comes from Taihi, who says that most companies cannot innovate because people in charge tend to be afraid of failure. Their jobs are on the line. And then Zach is talking about the robot government, who says that my take on the robot versus man. Robot is man created and technology evolves. Eventually, the tech will be compromised. Man is above robot.
Indeed. So you may have heard on the news very briefly about how Apple have been ordered to stop selling iPhones in China. Oh, the irony of this. So a bit of history. Back in 2017, Qualcomm, the chip company, filed against Apple for... I'll read you the story. That might help a little bit. So they've been banned by a court from selling iPhones in China, according to the chipmaker. The company says that a Chinese court has granted two preliminary injunctions that will force Apple to stop selling a whole range of iPhones released since the iPhone 6S. That accounts for just about every phone Apple have made in the last 3 years. The 6S, the 6S Plus, the iPhone 7, the iPhone 7 Plus, the iPhone 8, 8 Plus, and the iPhone X. They said that the ruling required Apple to stop importing and selling the phones. Here's a quote. We deeply value our relationships with customers, rarely resorting to the courts for assistance, but we also have an abiding belief in the need to protect intellectual property rights. This is according to Don Rosenberg, Qualcomm's general counsel. Apple continues to benefit from our intellectual property while refusing to compensate us. These courts offer orders are further confirmation of the strength of Qualcomm's vast patent portfolio. The patents in question relate to features that allow users to adjust and change photographs, Qualcomm have said. So think about this for a second. It's an American company suing another American company in China, and they've asked the Chinese to stop selling the iPhones on the grounds of intellectual property rights. Bit of a...
Yeah, a mess.
You know, it's a bit of a mess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But the bigger picture is, of course, there's this whole trade war going off and against Huawei and against ZTE and one thing or another on grounds of national security. Back in 2012, Huawei were banned by the U.S. government for selling their products on the infrastructure. Then in 2014, ZTE were told they could no longer have any U.S. government contracts. Back into January of this year, in fact, Huawei, who was supposed to be releasing a bunch of phones on the AT&T network, were told that the deal was off on grounds of national security at the very last minute, the 11th hour. So that's where it is. It's a difficult, fishy situation to be looking at right now.
Yeah. How come? So Apple has been, they've been told to stop selling for now.
Correct.
For now.
Correct.
And then there's this line that they've put out at the end, which says that we will pursue all our legal options through the courts. That's what Apple has come out saying, that they're going to fight this.
Now, you see, they can still sell the XS, the XS Plus, or the XR, and that's because when Qualcomm filed this patent infringement thing, it was back in 2017, those phones were not available yet.
So they can still sell the new phones.
Correct.
So this doesn't make any difference.
Well, the products that they are saying you can no longer sell account for about 10 to 15% of all Apple sales in China currently. So it's a fair amount.
I mean, it's a fair amount, but do you actually wanna go after Apple when it's only for like 15%? Like, if you could hit them like maybe 50%, 45%, then it's worth going to like a legal battle with Apple, right?
This is the problem with Qualcomm and Apple. It's to-ing and fro-ing. It's tit for tat. It's going back all the time.
I don't know. I think Apple's gonna come. I wouldn't. If you want to pick a fight, you wouldn't want to pick a fight with Apple. That's
correct.
Just how it is. I'm not a fan. Then again, you know who has like the power in these situations.
Anyway, ladies and gents, that's the final story of the day. We've got to wrap up because we're coming to the end of the show. We've got a minute and a so left. If you missed any part of this show, though, don't forget you can download the podcast. It is available via the app as well. We're on Spotify. We started off with that story about whether or not corporations can learn to innovate like startups. We've had a few suggestions, bits of yes, bits of no. What was it? One's like a big boat and the other one is like a speed boat.
One's like a tanker, the other one's like a speed boat.
There we go. Yep, sounds about right. And then we moved on to...
Could robots do better than our current leaders? Arvind thinks...
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
But some of the experts say we might not be at that place in time just yet.
Then we spoke about how the demo by Douglas Engelbart foretold our tech future in 1968.
Wrapping up with that story about how Apple have been ordered to stop selling their iPhones in China. Don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Last week, Parliament was informed of the establishment of six new standing committees as part of efforts to improve parliamentary oversight of executive functions. The Breakfast Grill discussed these developments as well as the broader parliamentary reforms with YB Wong Chen, the Subang MP. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Uvaraj and Audrey Raj, this has been Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9. Have a lovely day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.